Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And we got some exciting stuff coming at you straight ahead. Ed Abel is back in the building, so to speak, ladies and gentlemen. Ed is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Abel Business Institute, and he's here to talk to us about something that's very important, especially for right now, this very moment. Ed Abel, welcome back to the show.
Jim, great to be here. Exciting, as always.
It's good to have you back. Ed, one of the things that I wanted to get your thoughts on something that I try to get folks to focus on this time of year. And, you know, we all know, when we were growing up, I don't know if people still do it or not, but back in the day, so to speak, Ed, people would do something called spring cleaning. The house had been cleaned, had been buttoned up all winter, and when the weather got nice in the spring, they'd open the windows, throw the doors open, take all the sheets and the rugs and all, everything outside, and the feather beds and all that, and they'd air them out and clean out the house and do what they call spring cleaning. Well, I think businesses should do December cleaning, do the same thing, except in December, in anticipation of, in preparation for the new year. What do you think?
Well, not only do I think we should do it in December, I think we should do it every quarter.
Let's just get them to do it once a year. Let's start out with that, and then we'll grow to four times a year.
Here's the reason why it works. You know, most of us, we're small business owners, and we're hustle and bustling through the day. As the days go on, and we all know, you know, like before you blink, a week, a month, and a quarter, and then a year has passed. And if we don't plan, if we don't really stop and take a look at our business and look at what we're trying to accomplish and then make sure that we have the resources in place, the people in alignment, as you were talking on the earlier segment, you know, about using your people. If they're not in the same stride with you, you have really a dysfunctional organization. It's not going to be coming together. It's not going to be achieving the goals and the desires.
And isn't this moment, even though it's in the middle of the holidays, isn't this, if it may not be the best time, but it sure is the last time. It's the last moment that you have to think, okay, do I want to carry any, if I've got baggage, whatever it may be, do I want to carry that into the new year? Do I want to saddle the new year with this baggage? Or do I want to take action, as painful as it may be, to get rid of this baggage so that when I start the new year, we're fleet of foot, we're trimmed down, and we got the right resources to go for the new year? What do you think?
Well, you know, I think it becomes a very difficult time of the year to, quote, let people go, if that's what you're insinuating.
Right.
You know, when you look at baggage or things that aren't working within your organization. But one of the things you said, which I think is interesting, is you said, is this not the right time of year because everyone's so busy? And I actually think the energy level is up at this time of the year, and people are hopeful, and people are thinking and looking into the future because, you know, year end, that's what we tend to do. So it's a great time for us to stop and take a look at our business's future and looking at
what I was also thinking about. It being the holiday season, which makes the excellent point, which begs the point that you made earlier, and that is, don't wait till December, do it every quarter. So if you got baggage in December, and especially if it's an employee, for example, that needs to go, if you got baggage in December, they were probably baggage in September.
Yeah, and again, this comes back to why, you know, as business owners, it's so important for us to realize the the role we have is not just to do the business. And I frequently talk about that, that we get so caught up in that day-to-day that we forget to run our business. And when we talk about leadership, we're talking about leading our business. And now's the time to really look at where do I want to lead it into the next year.
Right, right.
You know, and what do I need to do?
Ed, hold on to that thought. Give us your website, please.
Check us out at Able, A-B-E-L, businessinstitute.com.
Check it out, folks. Ed, when we come back, can we talk about some of the specific steps of doing a little December cleaning? Can we talk about that a little bit and get your thought? I'd like to get your thoughts on those things. Folks, pay attention. These are some things that you need to do so January 1 rolls around, you are a lot cleaner, meaner, leaner, and ready to go for the new year. So the new year has the maximum opportunity to be a successful one for you. 2022, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
And you ain't had enough. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.